Hello, Christine here. A rather good news piece, thank goodness, about the Honresfeld papers. You know that we've been following Honresfeld because it's a big house in Littleborough that changed hands and in my younger day became a Leonard Cheshire home. And we went to lots of fundraising events there. Anyway, hidden in there is well, not in there, but collected by the family, was a huge treasure trove of fantastic documents and manuscripts and things like this. And I can do no better, really, than read you the piece by David Sanderson from The Times on Friday, December 17th, 2021. And it says, goes like this: Britain's wealthiest man has saved one of the country's most significant troves of literary treasures. Sir Leonard Blavatnik has donated half of the 15 million required to prevent the Honresfeld Library being dispersed and sold on the open market. The library, created by the Lancashire industrialists William and Alfred Law at the turn of the 20th century, includes Bronte manuscripts, Jane Austen letters, handwritten poems by Robbie Burns, and a wealth of other literary gems. The Friends of the National Libraries, FNL, which organised the fundraising campaign, said that the literary cornucopia will now belong permanently to the public domain in the UK. The FNL paid tribute to Blavatnik's extraordinary donation, the largest ever given by an individual in Britain for a literary treasure, and said that it has saved for the nation, in quotes, the most significant collection of manuscripts and books at risk of dispersal for many decades, close quotes. The National Heritage Memorial Fund gave a £4 million grant, whilst charitable foundations and thousands of individuals provided the remainder. The FNL said that it would be known as the Blavatnik Honresfeld Library. And we know that the Prince of Wales has done a lot to raise the profile of the fundraising. And he actually wrote a piece on Wednesday, October the 27th, in the Daily Mail, saying just how important this was. And the headline is Library SOS, but it was written by Prince Charles himself. The library includes manuscripts written by Charlotte, Emily, and Bronte, including diaries, poems, and Charlotte's renowned little books. The Friends of the National Libraries said that the absolute jewel was Emily's holograph notebook of 31 poems, which many scholars thought was lost. The collection also includes Walter Scott's manuscripts of Rob Roy and The Lay of the Last Minstrel, an early handwritten volume of Robbie Burns' poems known as The First Commonplace Book, as well as the poet's only extant letter to his father. Now, this part really intrigues me. There are also letters from Jane Austen to her sister Cassandra, including one in 1796, one in which she is predicting the end of a love affair, as well as a rare first editions of Pride and Prejudice, Emma, Northanger Abbey and Persuasion. The letters and about 1,400 books are to be donated to institutions across the country, with the Bronte material going to the British Library, the Bronte Parsonage Museum in Howth and the University of Leeds. The Jane Austen material is to be given to the Bodleian Library in Oxford and Jane Austen's Chawton House, whilst the Walter Scott and Robbie Burns treasures are going to the National Library of Scotland, National Library of Scotland, the Robbie Burns Birthplace Museum, and Scott's former home, Abbotsford, in Melrose. The Jane Austen papers include a letter that she wrote to her sister, and it seems to be one of the very few clues that we have that Jane Austen actually did fall in love, and this love affair never really happened, possibly because of financial considerations, because he had just graduated from Dublin, and she was a poor clergyman's daughter. So we have that clue. Prince Charles, as patron of the FNL, said that it was tremendous news, adding that our literary heritage is our cultural DNA, and this preserves it for students, teachers, academics and ordinary readers in perpetuity. Now, the person who's put the final £7.5 million in is a tycoon, and the headline says his name is everywhere, but to be honest, I'm very sorry, but I'd never really heard of him, as you can tell, because I can't pronounce his name. So Sir Leonard Blavatnik lives in Kensington Gardens in London, well, one of his homes, and he's supposed to be the richest man in England. He's Ukrainian born, and during the past decade has ensured his name sits atop some of Britain's most prestigious institutions. Anointed this year by the Sunday Times as Britain's richest person, oh, how nice, with an estimated net worth of 23 billion, I did say billion pounds, he's become the cultural world's go-to philanthropist. So really, Sir Leonard, you've saved the Honrisfeld papers for the places in England where they should have stayed, and we owe you a great thanks. I've got to admit, I did send you a handwritten letter of thanks, and I've also sent you a Christmas card. I hope you get it. It's been fascinating watching what's gone on with the hoard of papers. Happy New Year, Sir Leonard. A quick update. This is January 2022. I went to Littleborough Historical and Archaeological Society meeting, and they were having, the talk was about Honrisfeld Library and its rescue, or should I say sale. And I thought it's a nice story, so I thought I'd update you. You'll remember that the library was collected by three brothers. The main two were William and Alfred Law in the late 1800s, about 1870, something like that. It was very well known in its time, very well known. I didn't realise that. And the family, the brothers, gave away quite a lot of the Scottish documents that they had. They gave them away to the Scottish National Library. They also were well known because they auctioned a Shakespeare folio for a war effort for the First World War to raise some funds. I think it was about 1913 when they did that. I mean, they're like gold dust now. You just can't get hold of them at all. So it was a well-known library visited by appointment. Now, the problem is that these three brothers were bachelors. They had three sisters, and I think there was a child by one of the brothers down in the Midlands somewhere. And we suspect that the library got passed down through the female line, perhaps, and landed up in the Midlands. Anyway, the family dispersed, and the library was forgotten about for over 70 years. And then, of course, Peter Gibson, our lovely editor, who's got an eye and an ear on every single pulse. Peter had a, Christine, what's this with, you're saying Honrisfeld, but it's the Honrisfield Library. And of course I couldn't explain it. I checked in my sources, the newspaper as it was. And yes, the library is now called the Honrisfield Library. Indeed, it went to the auction house with the unheaded notepaper that said Honrisfield Library. So I can only just think that it's a mistake that's happened since the family dispersed and went to live in the south, because it's definitely Honrisfeld. And the last bit of news, which is really good, Honrisfeld House is being restored. I'm really pleased. And the people who are restoring it are restoring it sympathetically to its former glory, and are asking many of the people who worked there and knew it There's a Leonard Cheshire home, and they knew it as that. Or even in Rainey's case, she knew it as a child. But they're asking for their advice and their input. So we really wish them well in their restoration project. Smashing. Thank you. Bye-bye.